Welcome back to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson, and today my guest is regular contributor Priya Rana Kapoor. We're talking about happiness. You can text me live at 215-470-1288 with your questions or comments, or you can get in touch with either Priya or me at the close of the show and we can continue the conversation. Priya, before we went to break, we were talking about the word entitled, and that it brings the hair standing up on the necks of some of us because it has this sense of arrogance to it. And that's not what we're really talking about when you really look at the meaning of the word at the divine level of the word and even just the human level of the word. We're entitled to be happy. Can you talk a little bit about that? We're talking about entitled, worthiness, deservedness. Can you address some of the roadblocks that we run into when we use those words?
Well, you know what, I think you're right. It is all about word meaning, and I love the meaning of words and how people use them in different countries or different situations or in different areas in sociology, in history, in psychology, in the divine, in business, as it were. The same word can be used in so many different ways. It comes back to perception. And so really, it's synthesizing, boiling it all down to the idea that no matter what we call it, no matter how we call it, we are allowed to live our life in the best way we possibly can for ourselves, in a place of love. And so I think that's the key, is we are allowed to matter, we are allowed to love ourselves, and that's a really difficult thing for a lot of people to do. They go,
that's a big one. That's big, yeah.
But it kind of goes with the entitled, or deserve, or allow. You know, it's that whole thing of coming back and saying, I'm a good kid. You know, and I try and move it around that way. You're allowed to say you're a good kid, and that you've done good things, and that you did something well. And it doesn't mean that you've done it better or worse than anybody else. You do not need to compare yourself to other people, especially at the core. It's coming back to you are allowed to live your life the best way you know how, and to allow yourself to be at peace, content, fulfilled, and spiritually happy.
One of the things, I think it's a really important piece that you're touching on there about being spiritually happy, because sometimes what we do is we value someone else's voice more than we value our own. And our own voice really does have a divine component to it. Our own voice, our own true voice, mm-hmm. has a divine component to it. And then when we listen to that voice, we make the right decisions for ourselves. I had a client a number of years ago who it was a real struggle for both of us. He had a real challenge with managing alcohol use, and he said, "I have to drink. It's the only way I can silence my father's voice." And I said, "How long has your dad been gone?" He said, 15 years.
Yeah.
Sure. And it broke my heart, because here he was still living the life of someone else's voice in his head. And my hardest work with him was getting him to hear his own voice and value his own voice, because his true voice was coming from the truth of who he is. That other voice was not the truth of who he is. And it was really hard getting to that place where we value our own voice, and we value our own understanding that we're entitled, we are worthy of loving ourselves. When someone else doesn't love us, we think we're not lovable. And that's hard work, boy. That's really hard work.
It's really hard work. And those voices are deeply entrenched, the family voices and other people's voices. And he hasn't actually been listening to those voices for 15 years. Well, he has, but they've been blocking them out with alcohol. So that's his coping mechanism. And right. So it's changing the coping mechanism. And that does still come back to the self. And it's hard. And sometimes and I know as a coach there are ways that you can work on this, is replacing it, reality checking it. And sometimes those things have to be shifted spiritually as well on an energetic level. And I think because they're so core in the heart.
So, how would you define happiness, Priya? How do you define
a sense of peace and contentment within oneself, where it is unwavering. I mean, that it's always there at a basic level, no matter what happens in the physical world. No matter what anybody does, no matter what happens on the outside, you know that you can get through this. And that is a place of peace and contentment and strength. So happiness is strength as well.
Vimy, are you there?
Yes, sure. I'm here.
Tell us what happiness is to you.
Happiness to me is being who you are. Just unfolding and cutting away all the stuff, and in its absence, there's that experience of just you, and you you are happy. I mean, that's what we are. I mean, when you come out, you see a baby come out, and the baby is happy. You don't have to tell it a joke. It smiles, you know. There's something going on inside of us that is giving us life and is spirit, and it's always there. It's always perfect, you know. And if we go to it, then we can be happy. And that's what happiness is to me. Just like you said before, like that was a pretty good quote from Lincoln. You know, if we're not happy, it's because we're not going there, you know. And we have to know where to go, of course, and the direction signs. But take a breath, and you can be there. You know, that's how I see it.
I think at the heart of a lot of this too is a little bit of the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. If people have had reasons all their lives that they can point to about why they either didn't succeed, or why a marriage failed, or why they didn't get that degree or get that job or whatever it is, they have reasons to be unhappy.
Right.
And sometimes they're afraid to be successful because they're more comfortable in that place where they have reasons to not be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all come across people like that. Well, you know. Yeah. When I was a kid, I had this great potential to be a nuclear physicist, and instead I started driving a truck. But I'd have been happy if I'd have gone to be a nuclear physicist. There's a little bit of a fear factor there, a fear of success,
mm-hmm.
because if that success then isn't realized, then they have no reason. They really don't have a reason.
Well,
they have disappointment.
Hmm.
It's the fear of disappointment.
Yep.
So it's easier to stay here than risk being disappointed, because that's a painful emotion. And it's also, I was right. You see, if I fail, I was right. I wasn't ever going to amount to anything.
Well, that's it also. I see that in some people real close to me, actually, how they would rather bring up a negative about themselves or about what's going to happen to them, or... rather than experience, you know, because they don't want the failure of it not happening. But, you know, it's a tough fight to just say, look, let go of that, man. Just get away from that. That's what's holding you down. If anything, that's what's making you miserable, you know. Don't think you failed. Know that you've made it, that you're positive. You're there already, you know, and that's the work that you guys do, is to make people know that they're already there, they are worth it, they are experiencing that thing. And that's a great thing to do for people. But
Vinny, you just hit onto it. You hit onto the absolute heart of the issue, that your happiness, and this is what goes back to what you had said earlier, your happiness is not dependent on anything outside you. Your happiness is dependent on what's inside you. So no matter what it is that you're going through, it isn't so much, I'll be happy when.
Right.
You know, I'll be happy. I'll get through this and I'll be happy. this is going to be fine, and this is all going to pass, and I will be happy then. The thing is, the happiness is now.
Right, exactly.
The happiness is in the effort. The happiness is in the striving. The happiness is in the daring, regardless of the outcome.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a hard message to get through to somebody, because you say, well, I'll be happy once, you know. A lot of us, you know, have, you know, well, I'm going to get married. I'll be happy once this baby is born, once this job is over, once, you know, somebody comes home from the army. I'll be happy when.
Right, right.
But the thing
right.
is, the happiness is now.
It's now.
The happiness is in the striving. The happiness is in the effort, regardless of what the outcome is.
That's right.
You were going to say something, Priya? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't. You know what I was going to say is that, no, that's fine. It's some people don't know what happiness is, and they've had so many things not go well for them growing up or anything, that they really don't know what happiness is. They've never seen it because they've been in an environment where it hasn't been there. They've had no role models. So they just really honestly don't know what it is. And that's one type of person, and that's really tough. And then also some people, and so sometimes they just don't want to get out of where they are because they don't know what they're wanting to get to. And really there's nothing people can do to help them until they decide it's their time to switch things up. They ask for help. And that's, I think, a lot of times we try and help people because we are, most people are benevolent and they want to help other people, but some people don't want the help. And they don't know what happiness is. And what I'm saying is that people have to reach out, and then we're there to help them.
You right. find that a lot. It's been when yeah. I worked in, when I worked in a domestic violence agency, mm-hmm. I found that a lot with people who were in abusive situations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They might not be happy in the abusive situation, but at least it's a known.
Uh-huh.
I know what to expect. You know, my mother was in a domestic violence situation. My first husband hurt me. My second mm-hmm. husband, you know, it's what I know, so I know what to expect. And they are more afraid of the unknown, even if that mm-hmm. unknown does lead to happiness and fulfillment. They are more afraid of taking the chance than they are of staying with at least what is something that they're aware of and that they know about. And we've all seen this. We see this with celebrities. Yeah. We see this with sports figures. You know, the people get into abusive situations, but at least it's something they understand, and then they stay there. Go ahead, Benny, you were going to say something.
What I was going to say was a lot of times I've talked to people and they say, you know, I can't experience that. You know, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, well, look, it's as simple as this. Have you ever experienced love? Have you ever experienced happiness? Where is that? Are you experiencing it outside of yourself, or is it happening inside of you? It's yeah. not out there. It's in you. You're feeling it within yourself. So that means mm-hmm. that there is happiness inside of you somewhere. How do you uncover it? How do you go directly there without something triggering it? You know, the trigger, you know, that's what we look for, triggers, to get to that place of happiness. That's what you're saying. You know, well, you buy this dress, you have this mm-hmm. wedding, you have this. Those are triggers. But the happiness is already there. You just have to learn how to.
We have to reveal it.
Yeah,
it isn't so much that we have to find it as much as we have to reveal it.
Right, right. Exactly.
We have to reveal it. We don't even know that it's there. Before we run out of too much time here, Priya, because these I love my conversations with you. I especially love when Vinny's in on them because we add so much real good stuff to all mm-hmm. this. One of the things that you touch on in your book, and I think that this is an important piece for our listeners to take away. Is the art of positive thinking. I love that. The art of positive thinking. It's a whole section in your book, and you give us some real tools with self-talk and changing negative talk and so on. And the quote that you open up with is, your own mind is a sacred enclosure into which nothing harmful can enter except by your permission. That is so beautiful.
That is great, yeah.
Isn't that great? Your own mind is a sacred enclosure. I love that. And that's how you open up your art of positive thinking. Can you address that a little bit in the few minutes that we have left?
Yeah, and that is definitely back to you matter. I know I keep harping on about this, uh-huh. but that's where it comes from. you get to keep yourself safe. You know, I mean, there are harmful ways of doing that, but you're allowed to be safe, and you're allowed to be in control, as it were, of your own mind and the things that come in and bother you. You're allowed to let go of things that bother you. You're allowed to not engage with things that will make you unhappy or bother you. Now, I'm talking on a sort of more metaphysical level, on a more mind level. Someone, because your family will say things that push your buttons, and you're like, whoa. You don't want to walk away from your family because you love them. But you don't want to be hurt, and you don't want to make yourself, you don't want to be unhappy. And so it's how you allow other people's stuff into your environment.
Mm-hmm. It takes a strong person, though. It takes a strong person.
It does. Yeah, but it comes back to, is this going to hurt me? You know, you have the choices, the pros, cons. If I let this in, it's going to make me sick. It's going to, it's whatever. It's being somewhat analytical about it. It does take a strong person. But it also takes a person that wants to survive in a healthy environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the work that I do with people, I often talk to, you know, when they say to me, oh my goodness, that's a tall order. I don't know that I can do that, all these kinds of things. What I usually say, the example that I like to use with them is, if I asked you to run a marathon tomorrow, you would look at me like I bumped my head.
Right.
I can't run a marathon. Oh my goodness, no. I mean, it's 26 miles. I'm not in that kind of shape. But if I said, I need you to run a marathon in 6 months,
mm-hmm.
Now we can talk about training.
Yeah,
that's true. Right? We can train for this. We can do a little bit here and a little bit there, a couple of miles here, a couple miles there, start to eat the right foods, get the right amount of rest, stay mm-hmm. hydrated, get the right equipment, get the right coaches. Mm-hmm. So a bit at a time, it becomes a discipline. And then the discipline mm-hmm. turns into a practice. And then the practice gets us to the place where we say, I can do this. I can do this. So the work that I do with people often has to do with inner dialogue. And you touch on that when you say changing negative self-talk to positive self-talk. That's really huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's on one level, as you just said, it's poco a poco. That's what my grandmother used to say, that little by little, poco a poco.
Poco a poco.
And that's what this is designed to be, the quiet side of Empowerment, the book. It's like, do it on your own time, slowly, slowly. You don't have to do the whiz-bang stuff that's out there, slowly, slowly. And then just quietly go into it. It's okay.
Quietly go into it. And one of the other things that you touch on in your book is building your circle of support, mm-hmm. having the right people around you. I think it's Steve Harvey. I love this line from Steve Harvey. Never share a big idea with a small mind.
Isn't that the truth?
Isn't
that? And then the other one is, you are the sum of all the people around you.
Exactly. So if you choose the right people around you, and you're careful who you share your objectives with, and you're careful about who you consider to be your coaches and your friends and your support and your mm-hmm. professionals around you, a bit at a time, you can run that marathon.
Yeah.
A bit at a time, if you have the right environment, and that's what we talked about earlier, about contributing to the right environment, contributing to an environment or creating an environment for success. And that success leads to what we define as happiness. If we continue to surround ourselves with the wrong people or the wrong occupations or whatever, we'll never get to that place. We'll never get to that place. What are the first steps that you do with your clients when you say, okay, let's get started on this? We can do this. How do we get started? What are the first things that you do with them? Because I want our listeners to take something away from all of this about how they can get started on being allowed to be happy.
Being allowed to be happy. Okay, so the first step would be to work backwards, as it were, or work way backwards, is why are you not allowing yourself to be happy? So, and then also finding a definition of what happy is to that person, and working on that, and if they want to refine it, fine-tune it, change it, and so having a clear intention of what and a clear understanding of what happiness is for them. with a little guidance of bringing it back into the self. You matter. So how can happiness come from within? What does that mean to you? So it's having real purpose and intention before striving to get to the to be happy. That would be the first step. And then that always gets to give yourself permission to know you matter. And that always gets into self-love, most often gets into self-love and what you can do for yourself to exercise that muscle that you can you matter. And that you can take care of yourself. Marie?
Hello?
Have I lost you?
Uh-oh, where'd you go?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here. I was gone there for a while. Sorry. I didn't mean to be gone. I was reflecting on the end result here. So sorry. My apologies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were gone, but not forgotten.
No, my apologies. I think a satellite moved and I lost connection with you all. So Vinny touched on it. I think it was an important point that you made, Vinny, and you just touched on it again, Priya. But, you know, start with the message from within. Does somebody have to, do you ever have to explain to somebody what within means?
That's really interesting. I probably should sometimes. Maybe I assume that they know from within means.
Because those of us who see the world through someone else's eyes, I'm thinking about a young woman that I met it was a very long time ago. I was doing a trade show, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. And this absolutely lovely young thing, she was energized and happy. Oh, she was just so happy. She came over to my table. She wanted to know what I was doing. And then I asked her about what she was doing. And I somehow asked her what her objective was. She said, I just want to make my father happy.
Oh.
Which was lovely. I think it's very noble. You know, we want our people around us that we love to be happy.
Yeah.
I said, but what makes you happy? She said, making him happy.
Oh, yeah.
I said, but like, if your father weren't here, what would be making you happy? She said, it doesn't matter where he is. My happiness is determined by making him happy. And she was just radiant with that. She was radiant with that. And I couldn't quite get past that. Of course, in that environment, it wasn't really easy to pursue it in too much depth. But for me to go to the within place, her within was her father.
I mean, who are we to argue, really, with that? If she was absolutely radiant,
she really didn't
want to make change. She didn't want to change it. It wasn't.
No.
It was working for her.
Yep.
Because the father will pass away at some point.
Yeah.
That's a tough kid. That's when it'll all come back.
That's when it'll all come back. And, you know, and that's where people like you and I have to say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
We can't. Are we supposed to convince somebody that they have a problem and then help them solve it? I mean, what is that? We can't do that. Right?
No. We just need, we're here for you whenever you need it.
We need, say it one more time, Vinny. Are you saying something, Vinny?
No. I was just listening. That's all. I was agreeing.
My apologies. I thought you were trying to come in here. No. We are rapidly coming to the close of another show, and we're going to need to start to wrap this up. So,
2 minutes.
Thank you, Priya. I think that we've covered some really, really good stuff. Thank you for being Timeshare's regular second Thursday contributor. I encourage our listeners to write me or Priya with questions, suggestions, or comments to continue our conversation. Priya, please tell our listeners how they can reach you, submit stories for your magazine, learn more about your work, and sign up for your coaching tips.
Of course. First of all, I'd just like to thank Vinny for all the work that he's done for us and
thank
for
you.
Me.
You're welcome.
So I just wanted to thank Dan, PNJ
Radio,
pleasure. Robert. So thank you. I love working with you, Vinny, so chime in more often, as it were.
thank you.
But everybody can get in touch with me through the website, www.gyspermission.com. There's a lot of resources on there. You can sign up for the newsletter. I send out a coaching tip of the week. You can get in touch with me there. You can still email me from the last show we did about the values chapter, which I'm still willing to send that one off to you. Happy to have conversations of any kind. But yes, everything is at gyspermission.com, and there's information on my coaching, the 8-week course that I do, which is a private one-to-one course on going through the permission journey. So going through the steps in the book.
And what we mentioned earlier about the circles of control, that is on the website. Yes.
Yeah, that is. If you just sign up to the Let It Go and Free Yourself, you'll get the circles of control, you get a permission slip, you'll get guided imagery about letting go of things that are bothering you, and a chapter of the book, and then you're on our list, and we can send out stuff to you that might be useful, hopefully will be useful for you.
Thank you, Priya. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now a personal note from me. It is with deeply mixed feelings that I tell you today was our last show with Priya on PANJRadio.com. Timeshare is moving its broadcast venue beginning in February. Since my move to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in September of last year, it's been difficult to manage the intent of the show through a local station in New Jersey. It was perfect when I lived in Lambertville, New Jersey. Actually, I lived 5 minutes from the station. But the complications arising from living far from physically broadcasting in the studio told me that it was time to rethink the format and the future of the show. I will be posting and emailing over the next number of weeks about changes taking place, and I hope you'll continue to reach out to me with your questions, comments, and show ideas. I'm sure Priya joins me in my gratitude to Vinnie Verderosa, Rob Bell, and all the support at PANJRadio.com for a wonderful experience.
We are going to miss you.
A few words here.
We're definitely going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, Vinnie. We really are.
Well, I've got to say, you both, Vinnie and Marie, have been so kind to me and opened me up to a whole new world of radio, and I've enjoyed every single minute of it. But it's not finishing the timeshare, and it won't be finishing for PANJ Radio either, or Vinnie.
That's
we're all
right.
Still here, just in different physical
venues,
forms, as it were.
Right.
Exactly.
The energy changes.
PEANJ Radio will always be considered the home of my first radio show. I'm grateful for the experience, the relationships, and the lessons I learned. Thank you, Rob and Vinny.
You're very welcome. It was our pleasure.
You have been listening to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com with me, Marie Jackson, your host. I am a holistic mentor in the field of metaphysical spirituality. I help people to manage stress, achieve goals, and realize personal power in daily living by staying true to the spirit of who they are in work, relationships, and family dynamics. I focus on intention and the law of attraction to develop spiritual practices that bring us to inner balance and peace. You can learn more about the work I do in the field of spiritually holistic living at mariejackson.net. My guest next week, January 21, will be Douglas Economy, holistic psychotherapist, my regular Third Thursday contributor. Please listen in as we continue deepening the conversation on A Course in Miracles. Thank you for sharing this time with us today. Timeshare is with PANJ Radio through the month of January on Thursdays, noon until 1, exploring the field of metaphysical spirituality. And as always, in the meantime, I wish you ease in living your wholeness.